Jack. Glad you came back, go beyond the scar, break gas and more on the road with Jack. Glad you came back once more.
What do you say?
On the road with Jack. Glad you came back.
Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack. We are here with Tom Crawford, my longtime radio partner, Bluebelly Tom. It is another Tuffy Auto Service Center's Jack and Tom Tuesday.
And that means if you need work for brakes, shock replacement, engine diagnostics, AC, oil changes, tires, it's Jeff Nielsen's Tuffy Auto Service Center. They do it all.
We're also joined by Terry Denbo.
It's wonderful, Terry.
Longtime university administrator. That can only mean it's time for At Issue. We are talking about night football and what that means for fans, for players, coaches, business owners. And want to welcome in a guy who really enjoyed night football last week. Did he ever?
He was giddy after the game. Yeah. Trippy but giddy.
Want to welcome in Dr. John H. Braccio, Regional Psychological Services. It's our Psychologically Speaking segment. We're talking to renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and Renaissance man, John. Is that as happy as you've ever been soaking wet?
I actually think that was one of the highs. Not the Rose Bowl yet, but that was a great, great game. Excitement. And the people as a whole, I've got to say, were so well behaved, all both sides. It was a wonderful thing to see, including Tom Crawford, if you can imagine. It's like he ran right into us after the game. So, it was a wonderful time, exciting time, certainly a huge psychological antidepressant for the Spartan Nation after what happened last year. And it was wet. It was ugly night all the way around. But I must say, everybody, but what we saw, and we spent hours walking around talking to people. People were really pretty jovial, and I thought very nice. That was
my
impression.
But John, I think that it was one of the smaller MSU contingents. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree with that completely.
I got to go back to 02. Actually, 02, when Bobby Williams that was a small. And I don't get it. I thought it would be bigger than that myself. Yeah.
I am a little surprised myself because I did notice that. Even though I was also surprised to see all the Michigan groups and gatherings did seem to have at least a sprinkling of MSU people, and they took us in. We were walking around. People said, hey, come on over. We'd go over, talk to them, offer something. So it was a very friendly, cordial group, I must say, which I like because I've been there over the years where things have been sometimes not always that friendly or cordial, but personally, I found this to be very, very nice. And even after the game, there wasn't a lot of, pushing, yelling, or boom, or anything like that. So from my feeling, I think Terry Denbaugh, who's with me today, good to talk to you, Terry, I think also would agree that it's nice when you get that many people together that are really behaving in a nice way.
Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports noted that and said yesterday that the thing that impressed him about this game and this trip in here was how many Michigan and Michigan State fans tailgated together. He said it's never like that at the Iron Bowl. You have Alabama tailgates and you have Auburn tailgates.
Oh, really?
They don't mix.
They clearly did here. I was really surprised. And honestly, when John and I were walking around, people would just call us over. We talked to them. I mean, it was surprising. I've had some really harsh experiences there. And Tom and Jack, you might remember many, many years ago on the radio when John and I went down in Ohio State sweatshirt.
Yes.
Some of the comments.
You were a provocateur. You were asking for trouble.
You're kind of asking. Yeah, absolutely. John.
Did you perform any therapy after the game? Were you
the
called
only
over?
This is not fair, but it is true. We ran into a fellow who'd been drinking a little bit, and we just walked by and said hello, and he said he was wearing this Michigan T-shirt because his dad had been a Michigan fan and had him come. And I said, well, how old are you? He said, I'm 25. I said, are you married? He said, no. I said, well, why don't you become a Michigan State fan? A good-looking, smart guy like you ought to be able then to find a good Michigan State girl. I should have said like Tom Crawford. But he said that he didn't know if he could do that yet, but I was offering him the opportunity. But that was probably the closest. And it was a very friendly, cordial thing, but he was actually saying that he was a Michigan fan because of his dad.
Well, I think the Michigan fans have adjusted to this, and frankly, they should be pretty used to losing to Michigan State and Ann Arbor by now.
But what they need to do, guys, is that Michigan fans got to get a little bit more of a snarl to them, to be honest with you. They're taking it too easy, in my mind. And, you know, and I thought the environment, we can talk about the night game. I mean, Michigan Stadium, there's been three night games prior to this. I've only been to one, the Penn State game, the two Notre Dame games. I was with my son's team. But I thought it was spectacular. And the band show, the combined band show.
The band show was amazing.
There was maybe a little too much kumbaya. How about Terry?
John, have you thought about the psychological implications of a rapprochement type thing between the two schools?
Well, in what sense? What do you mean, Terry? I'm not sure.
Coming together. Later years.
Well, I actually, you know, I have to admit, I'm actually surprised. I haven't seen this before, just like this. The two, you've got to remember, we're only an hour apart. So many of us have been to both schools, so it is something that there is a one of those come together moments. But I actually do agree a little with Tom just said, though. There wasn't a lot of snarl.
No.
It seemed like a pretty tame crowd. I think, you know, MSU crowds are really pretty wild. Even when when Lloyd Carr had that amazing run on Michigan State many years ago, MSU was still always defiant, ready to be fighting in the whole works.
Right. Well, you know what? That's Mark D'Antonio, because he takes that rivalry seriously. And this is where out-of-state recruiting might come into play. Right. You get kids from Georgia, Alabama, California, Florida, whatever. They don't take it personal. I mean, Mark D'Antonio, I'll never forget his statement of several years ago, that getting that walk-on who's always wanted to wear green and white. And I think there's just a lot of
Michigan used to have a ton of those, and Shem Beckler loved it, and Jordan Kovacs. But I mean, over the years, Michigan has had those.
But State, you know, I think there's. I just think that it matters more to Michigan State. Yeah. I still think that.
Yeah, well, he used to say, John, in fact, this was before the Mike Hart comment, one of his little-known great comments that helped get the fan base mobilized was, how long are we going to bow to the University of
Michigan?
Yeah,
that was the Monday after the 07 game.
Yeah, that was before Dave Dye had actually asked him the question when we were standing there, and I'm standing there with Earl and Lisa Byington and around that round table. That's the end of the round tables, by the way. So, you know, you think about the reactions from all the people, and I wonder if it is more dangerous, if it is more disconcerting to lose a game like that at night than it is at noon. What time did you get home?
We got home at 2.
2. Yeah.
We actually parked at the Meyer, you know, that we walked over there, 2.3 miles, I think, no big deal. Yeah. But just getting out of there was still a nightmare, because they don't let you right on the freeway there. You've got to kind of drive around and short your way out. I prefer a game earlier than that. I prefer, I think 3 o'clock is good, 1 o'clock. But I guess if they're going to have them, I think you feel a lot better, you know, if you win the game. But it was the number one watched program, the football game in the country over the weekend, so obviously it was a winner at that level, and for both schools, certainly it's great, you know, really great PR.
You think it was a number one watch game because, well, Michigan is always a highly watched team.
That's a heavy brand.
Do you think it was because of the national awareness of what this rivalry has been in recent years, or do you think some of it had to do with 2015?
Well, and 2015, and also Fowler, Herb Street. You kind of go to that what game they're at because you know, that's the number one broadcasting brand, too.
Well, I also think Harbaugh fits in. He was just swimming in a pool. I saw him jump into a pool this week. So I think he's kind of a big brand name, and I think over the years, these have been some colossal games. So, and it was a big team. I also read, I don't know how this works, but the four, after the Detroit area, the fourth largest areas after that percentage-wise watching this game were all in Ohio, if I read that right. Now, that really surprised me. Columbus was number two with 14-15%. So if you just take Ohio added in there, which I think really helps Michigan, they certainly are going to push Michigan, that it certainly, it leads to a lot of eyeballs, a lot of people looking. But I think there are a lot of reasons. But probably, in fairness, they're probably more related to Michigan from historical and from the Harbaugh and the constant pushing from ESPN and even the Big Ten Network. But whatever it is, I'm glad we're both in the same state, and I'm glad we both play. So that's kind of, we're not ready to turn Michigan into a community college yet like I used to want to do many years ago.
John, I'll tell you the same thing I want to tell Rico Beard. It's okay to watch the Big Ten Network again. Your boycott can end. Because for a year, it was pretty painful.
And deserved.
Why was it painful?
Let's give D'Antonio credit. This man has proven what he can do. And obviously, it's painful for a proud person who's had great success to take a fall like that last year. But he cleaned house, got everything going. And then the defenseman, I'm not sure I pronounce his name, this Willicke, kind of new to me.
Yeah, Kenny Willekes.
Yeah, all of a sudden, this is a guy walk on. I mean, this seems to be the D'Antonio kind of team. You know, he gets guys that nobody wanted. Many of them they do want, of course. But he can just turn them into you want to win. And I also think we ought to have a statue of Mike Hart. I think he's been one of the greatest helpers to MSU football, maybe Desmond Howard, now by saying this isn't really a very big rivalry game. I find the whole thing pretty exciting, and it probably gives a boost to the MSU team in terms of having all this nice stuff to have in the locker room. And you guys might disagree with that, but I think that Michigan's kind of trying to downplay things, having Hart floating around, having Desmond Howard around. I think ultimately, from a psychological perspective, it is enormously helpful. And you heard Lewerke say, I'm not going to say anything like Hart did. So I think it's just a fascinating thing to watch. And we never can forget these are great academic institutions. It's not questioning that. But when it comes to football and at least basketball and maybe hockey and others, this is when the fans get together. And when they behave wonderfully as they did this weekend, it makes you proud that you're really not only a football fan, but that you're in the great state of Michigan.
As I suggested to Desmond Howard one time in a very short conversation, maybe would have been bigger if he had just caught the ball in 1990 instead of letting the thing bounce off his jersey.
Time to go to a break.
Between the 2 and the 1.
That's John, what Greasy said. If he had caught it, there wouldn't have been any question. I remember that.
There you go. Thanks so much, John. Oh, I really appreciate it.
Give me some couch time.
Okay, bye-bye.
We will be back. Terry Denbo here with Tom Crawford. We're going to talk about night games. What do you like? What is better? You know, coaches have to deal with this, Tom. They sit around all day. A lot of players do not like that because it messes up their routine.
Right. Yeah. Well, we got a lot to discuss for sure.
We'll be right back on The Drive with Jack.